Since Roe v. Wade was overturned, nearly half the states imposed abortion restrictions. More than a dozen clinics in Texas closed, while others moved to New Mexico. New restrictions in Utah, Idaho, and Wyoming are pushing women into Colorado and Nevada, which protect reproductive care.
Today, we've turned in over 200,000 signatures in all 17 counties across Nevada.
Lindsay Harmon is with Nevadans for Reproductive Freedom. Her group is working to enshrine abortion protections in Nevada's constitution by a vote of the people, an attempt being made in over a dozen states. She says Nevada is nearly surrounded by abortion-restricting states.
Whether it's travel bans or bans on emergency care, as we're seeing out of Idaho, or near-total bans like we're seeing in Arizona and Utah, respectively.
Like a chess game, both sides in the nationwide battle are making significant, diametrically opposed moves before the clock runs out. Opponents have turned to obscure laws, some from the 19th century. Lawmakers in Arizona want to rely on a Civil War-era law to ban abortions. Others want to invoke the Comstock Act, a federal statute that prohibits mailing birth control materials. University of Nevada, Las Vegas professor David Arentlicher believes challenging this will be difficult since Comstock has been updated several times.
That would suggest that Congress didn't object to maintaining that part of the law.
Meanwhile, those who support broader reproductive rights have celebrated as abortion medications like mifepristone became available in drugstore chains. But Louisiana lawmakers recently reclassified abortion medications as controlled substances, making them much harder to obtain. Those who want to restrict reproductive rights are also challenging the federal law that ensures public access to emergency medical services. It's called the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act, or EMTALA. Professor Arentlicher says hospitals must provide stabilizing medical treatment.
They don't want you sending you away while you're in active labor that you'll deliver
in the streets.
That's the basis for the state of Idaho's case, currently before the Supreme Court. Following oral arguments in March, Idaho Attorney General Raul Labrador said Idaho's abortion restrictions do not conflict with the federal law.
The EMTALA requires that emergency rooms care for pregnant women and their unborn children. And under Idaho's law, doctors are expected to treat women facing life-threatening situations.
Ilana Rebel is minority leader of the Idaho House of Representatives. She says women are not getting emergency care and doctors are leaving the state.
It is awkward to come to terms with the fact that the law that they championed has caused complete disaster for the state of Idaho. But facts are facts, numbers are numbers.
Idaho's Coalition for Safe Reproductive Health surveyed 117 doctors, and about two-thirds said they were going to or likely would leave the state because of its new laws and the liability it places on them. While Nevada's politics are more moderate, some want to restrict abortion.
Our vision for First Choice is to be the model center and to eradicate abortion here in Las Vegas.
This is from the website of a Las Vegas-based crisis pregnancy center. These centers are often set up next to abortion providers. They aim to intercept and persuade women not to go forward with an abortion. Nevada had a warning about crisis pregnancy centers on its official website. It was deleted when the newly elected Republican governor took office. The 1864 ban in Arizona could go into effect this fall if there are no more legal challenges. And the Supreme Court decision in the Idaho Emergency Services case is expected in June. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Yvette Fernandez.